Welcome everyone to VR Jungle, a Havoc podcast. This is your host, Geraldine, and obviously we have our co-host as well, Cuss, and we'll get into our guest, but before we do that, and Cuss, you're waving your hand, and no one can see you. I had to make fun of him because he thought you could see him, but no, you can see our affiliate section. And so as you can see, and everything I talk about, all the links are in the codes in this description. We have Dubby, which is our energy source for when we game competitively. We have Ruckup, who has, I will forever say this, decals. I guess that's how Canadians say decals. And then also that's where we get our pro strap from as well. We have a new one for Pro 2 VR. That's where we are going to for our gun stocks now. And then you have VR cover for if you want to get away from the original foam inserts that comes with the Equest or any other VR headset you have. They have nice, hypoallergenic, nice, They're just PU leather? Yeah, not stinky leather, I guess. Thank you, Cuss. They can't hear you, so they probably didn't hear that. But anyways, let's switch over to who we have today. And I'm going to butcher these damn names now. I'm thinking about it too much. We have Mark and Steven.
Hey!
Look at that. Hey. Look at that. Mark and Steven. And then, as like I said, we have our co-host, Cuss, as well. We are here to talk about one thing and one thing only, and that's a game called Tube Be Continue. So, let's get into it. Man, I wish I had a fun pun for that. After saying Tube to Be Continue, to be like, let's tube get into it, but that would have been weird.
That's too much.
Should have thought about
too
it.
Much. That's too. You just hit the
Yes.
All right. So we're gonna ask the hard question early. Why tube can continue?
To be continue.
I think he makes it up there. I think he makes it up just a little bit.
It's all good.
What did I do wrong this time?
You said it wrong.
To be continued.
You said
you got it right there.
There you go.
Okay, there you go.
I get too excited during these podcasts. My heart, you know, gets a little elevated because it's always nerve-wracking starting these damn things, you know? So anyways, either one of you. So we have with us is Mark. He's one of the developers. And then we have who most people know is Sputnik, which is Steven. We also have done a podcast with him past. And Cuss, were you with us at that time? Were you?
No, I was not.
No. And so I will probably put that in there as well if you want to learn more about him. But Mark or Steven, one of you guys can go ahead and kind of talk about the game. Like, what is it? What type of game is it? Genre and everything about it.
I guess I can go into the synopsis. Mm-hmm. So and then I guess we'll ask the more in-depth questions to Mark. But To Be Continued is a VR puzzle game. And you are in the world of Tube Industries. You're led by this hamster boss called The Boss. He's the one that floats on this chair and guides you around. And you solve puzzles to help The Boss stay in good standing with the board of directors of Tube Industries. So you're just solving puzzles. You're doing micro puzzles, which are like shooting hamsters out of a cannon, which is less violent than it sounds. And these micro puzzles, they're puzzles embedded with puzzles. So it's puzzles on puzzles on puzzles. It's a lot of fun. Mark and Hunter did such a great job on the game, as well as Nathan. And it really is just a labor of love. And I think they've created a truly unique experience in VR that's rewarding, fun, and unique. Really, it really is. It's a work of passion, and they put a lot of energy into it. It's great.
Yeah, and I totally agree with that. Like I said before, before we talked in the beginning of the show, the commercial, you know, the preview of the game going into it, what was, in my opinion, like high level artistry and you know, whoever did the voice acting, you know, congratulations on that. Yes. That should be like front center of Oculus. Like, you know, hopefully you guys can go through the ropes that, you know, Oculus throws at people just to get a freaking game to be present. But, you know, for the people that are watching this, before we dive too much into this, there is the links for everything for To Be Continued. And they also have the link to play the game the demo of the game right now. And then if you find out that you like it, you can actually purchase the game as well, searching it up on Oculus through App Labs, which is the same search function. And so I just wanted to get that out now. Definitely go play it. Or just go watch the freaking beginning of it, because that's what hooked me. Is I'm just like, wow, you guys have me sold. I'm just going to give you money just because that deserves money.
Oh, well, thanks. Yeah, we were pretty proud with the trailer. Our coworker Hunter, he like scored it all himself. He's kind of a musician and programmer, and yeah, it kind of took a while, but getting that trailer right, we find it funny internally, and so it's awesome to hear that. It's just a fun thing to watch.
Was it one of your guys' voices, or was it a hired?
Yeah, who did the voice actor?
So the voice actor is a text-to-speech synthesizer.
I figured. It kind of sounded like one. Yeah. You can hear some of the words.
Yeah.
Yeah. A text-to-speech synthesizer.
That, you went British for a second.
Yeah, I did. I mean, I have this, like New York accent.
Like the hamster.
Like
the boss.
I have a New York accent from, like, years ago that I had to train out of my mind. And it occasionally comes up like that. But yeah, it's a text-to-speech synthesizer, and it's really good.
But yeah, I didn't hear many stumbles. It's very well like spoken in the.
It's a good tool we found, with a lot of different voices. You kind of have to fight it a little bit to, because the voice will come out one like you think it's going to be one way, and it'll just totally butcher a word or two.
Garble,
or like
yeah.
Awkward spacing, but for the most part it's been pretty easy to use. That being said, I'm like not the one who has to go and fix the audio on it, but
why not have somebody voice act? I'm curious.
It's a resource issue. And also, I mean, it may be in the future, but right now this game came about very organically, and it was I think Mark should talk about that. How this game came to be. It mainly started out as an exercise, and then it evolved into this game, into this work of art.
Yeah, it's a weird journey. So we, I don't know if you guys know too much in the like AR devices.
A little bit.
But we originally, it's like post COVID, me and my coworker Hunter were like trying to pitch game ideas to our boss, and or like think of just like little projects we could do. And so we had a HoloLens 2. I don't know if you guys know what the HoloLens is. It's basically like a pair of, it's like a, it feels similar shape to like the Quest maybe, or that sort of size, but it's AR. And it's basically just lenses that come over your face, and you're seeing AR like holograms and like touching them. And
okay.
Yeah, we originally built this game, or a game for this AR HoloLens device, and we figured like do something simple, like hey, let's just make a tube puzzle game and get a hamster from point A to B, and it's like a challenge. Mm-hmm. It like started way back then. It feels way different these days, but we took it from there. Tried to see if we could port it to mobile AR, which was like,
oh yeah, Oculus is mobile, you know,
in its entirety. Yeah,
yeah.
Oculus is mobile.
True, but this was like, you know, your phone.
Yeah.
So it was like,
yeah,
we got it to work, but it just wasn't that fun.
Phone and a cardboard cutout. Kinda,
yeah, for real. yeah, but then as we kind of were still working on it, and we didn't like have maybe another project we were like ready to start or anything, we were like, you know what, I think we can make this thing good, like feel good as a game on VR. And so we started just porting it, which took lots of tweaking, lots of changes in the, I'm a 3D artist, so I like handle all the visuals in the game. It took so much work to just get it to function, even just like on the Quest 2 performance wise. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it took a while, but yeah, so then slowly we started adding other things, and trying to make it feel good as like a VR game instead of just an AR game I guess it's just not as
it
was more limited in like what you can do with your hands and stuff. So,
I got questions for you then that are burning in my head as you're talking about this, and I'm gonna come at you with various questions now because I'm about to puke them all out at you. With all of this and the continuation, so you said you started with the perspective of going at AR and not VR, and then you're like, all right, we're spanning the VR. So with this, would you still potentially want to have pass-through? Because you know the Quest Pro has pass-through. Will you allow the game to have capabilities of being pass-through, almost like how games like board games are going, just to throw out a name like Dimyo, they're pass-through gaming now. And then also, with it being AR and you can touch things, would you be implicating the actual visual things of actually just using your hands and getting away from the controller?
I want to pet the hamster.
Exactly. I want to pet the hamster. I want to get underneath its little
chin. I want
chin.
To pick the hamster.
Oh, yeah. It was kind of a development, various development decisions. It hit a point where we were like, because there are games out there, like puzzle games, I think Cubism is one where it's like, that's got a great pass-through mode and the game fits it really well. And I think our game totally did fit it at one point because that's literally what it was. But I think as we've added to it, like we've made an experience that like is almost hard to bring back to like a setting where you would want it in pass-through.
Sorry to cut in. One of the things that really is great about To Be Continued is that between the composition that Hunter is doing, Hunter is the lead programmer and he does the sound composition and he composed the music. And between the music and the environments, the bright, vibrant, like clean and crisp environments that Mark has created, it really creates this great atmosphere. And I don't think, like, it's one of those VR experiences that not only runs really great on Quest 2, but it's inviting, it's welcoming, and it's warm, and you like being in that environment. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so many games that either they're sterile in terms of, like, what they're offering and how you interact with the world, or they're, like, overly... I mean, there are so many games that get it wrong. And it's hard to do, and they've really built a great atmosphere that, like, it really sucks you in.
Yeah, I think that's the whole thing, especially when it comes to making a puzzle game as well, is to influence people not to only play the game, but really just be like, wow, you know, this is what VR is that I'm just not putting a puzzle together because, you know, at the end of the day, you can just buy a puzzle and put it together. But now you have this intuitive hamster that's trying to get you from point A to point B. And at the same time, you know, it was like it's like the first time as a kid playing like Kingdom Hearts. You know, you've been seeing all these Disney things and all of a sudden you're just like, holy shit, I am literally in, you know, Tarzan right now. And you know, that's what I kind of look for when it comes to puzzle games because, especially like the music. Did you guys add music into it as well?
So, yeah, Hunter did all the composition. I think he's composed 4 songs.
I think it's 5, maybe 6. There's like more
to the ambiance, you know? Like that VR is that's the biggest thing about VR. Is to agree with Geralt, like it is the biggest thing about VR is the atmosphere and then like your surroundings, not just the game itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like we use like lots of spatial audio to help it feel like you're there. Even the music is coming from like in-game speakers. And
how easy was it to switch from AR to VR? Not very, or was it entirely like, did you have to recraft the game from ground up?
We kind of had to, but we were all, so it was kind of tough, but we were also like wrestling with what do we want the game to be? So
yeah.
I think we would have had some major building up from the ground to do no matter what. But yeah, it feels like now, like all of the place you're in game and like all the characters and things like that are like crucial to where it like feels like we can't go back to AR, I think, for it to feel like the same game. But
what about XR?
Yeah, we're pretty happy with it. I think it would be a similar similar challenge. Yeah, we'd have to play with that or experiment a lot.
Yeah, because AR is just, I mean, XR is just more advanced AR, right? It just makes it more intuitive.
I think XR is the catch-all term for all the technology.
Yeah, all put together, right? You can. It's completely like, it's almost like if anyone wants to talk about like an older term, I guess that, I don't know if you knew this, is there's certain games back in when, like Nintendo, that if you took and you were playing Super Mario and then turn the game off and then took like a cooking game and put it back in, it would put you in secret levels of Mario.
I mean, maybe.
That's wild.
That's what my head is thinking of right now when it's like everything put together. So it's like you literally could be in VR and then all of a sudden you're walking out catching Pokemon.
You're legit a squirrel though, so I mean, come on.
I don't know. I think that, you know, this project, you know, kind of, it really came about organically and it's like evolved over the years. Like I've only been in this position for about a month now. And I've enjoyed working with Hunter and Mark, and we just got another hire today, Emma. I don't know if she's watching, but so it's a 4-person development team right now. Well, 5, 6, yeah. So I mean, it's a small team, and it went from being called Hollow Hamster, and it was an exercise on, you know, the HoloLens.
Yeah, back on the HoloLens.
Yeah. And you know, and then it evolved into this VR project. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of fun. Like it kind of came from this like point of experimentation, and like the studio that we work at is kind of an unconventional studio. It's like Bluemont Technology and Research. And this game was born out of experimentation with emerging technology.
Mm-hmm.
Mark and Hunter have been working on, you know, this project for a few years, and you know, at work we've got all these crazy, you know, we've got so many headsets, we've got VR backpacks, so like,
yeah,
it's just like a lot of fun where compared to like some of the more, you know, professional projects from like tenured studios, you know, this is just like organic fun, and like It's just really down to earth compared to a lot of other projects.
Yeah, but like you said, they've been doing it for a year. But like, what's the end game of it then? Like, what was the purpose of continuing? Like, what's your passion of keep on bringing the puzzle thing? And will there be more? You know, like, you spend all the time to now bring it to VR, to the space of being app labs and downloadable. But like, what kept you doing
like
that?
They have. They have all of the elements they need now. They know what they're doing. You know, if I have to surmise, this is your first game puzzle wise, you know, and so like you guys now have a foothold and you know what you're doing, you know, like you've gone the footpath and now you can craft other likes and similarities, you know, like, I don't know, like there's the bridge building game on PC. If you know that one. For cars and stuff, and they go back and forth. Mm. There's endless possibilities.
I think this is more of a question for Mark, but you know, I think it was just Mark, take this question.
Mark, take this question.
Yeah, I think it's because it's felt like, I mean, I think we've really been working on it since 2020 in some form, but
wow,
it feels like, yeah, we're really like with the paid release we put out a month or two ago, it feels like we like know what this game is. We know what it's going to take to like finish it, at least to the right, like, you know, story's finished, the puzzles we have planned are finished. And then from there, it's like totally up in the air, kind of what's next. Because we could continue adding more to the game, some like post-game content or something, or just think of like different projects in the mm-hmm. space. Yeah, especially like a big goal of ours is just hitting the main store, and kind yeah. of it's up to like Hunter and I and the other like game development side of the project. We're just trying to get the quality bar as high as we can, and then we've got Steven doing like great work, just reaching out, getting social media going, and yeah, it feels like all the efforts are just like starting to align a bit, which is pretty cool.
So, and then another thing is like, especially speaking of like games when it comes to like speed running or playing the game, because, you know, it is puzzles. Is there just a whole bunch of puzzles, or like, what's the replayability? Is it, you know, is it just some puzzles and then they have to do it? Is there different difficulties that you can add to it? Can you start from beginning of the hard, or is it just once you're done, then it's just like, then you're just speed waiting run. For you to make more?
Currently it's kind of tough to get some replayability from puzzle games that aren't like procedural or something, because like, you know, level 10 is going to be level 10
yeah.
no matter what you do. But I think we definitely are interested in like ways to either just create more challenging levels over time, or find a way to, you know, like introduce some sort of mechanic or challenge to.
I'll give you a free idea. Do...
Oh, right. Yeah.
I'll give you a free... I always give free ideas. I love free ideas. And it's in my head, because just thinking of To Be Continued, you're on the wall. Now imagine this big picture idea.
Golf.
All right.
No, not golf.
He's been really into it lately, oh, so I gotta call it out.
Hat and everything. I've been golfing my ass off on VR. But anyways, you take your hamster and you got all these pieces, but then you make it like Tetris, where just that you have to continually go, and if you don't beat it, then there's like a snake or something that freaking eats you.
Oh yeah.
Oh, graphic. Mm.
There we go. Yeah, we'll have to put that on the drawing board.
You think about that. You know, a continuous board.
Or like,
and there's leaderboards when it comes to that.
Think of the Super Mario levels, where it would scroll and you couldn't go back.
Oh, yeah.
You could do something like that too, like it's a forever wall.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
continuously scrolling.
See how far you get. Yeah.
Exactly.
There you go. Yeah.
I would do that. You know, there's a huge following of people that play Tetris. Imagine just doing tubes and stuff, and you only get a certain ones to pick from, and if you don't do the right ones, after a while, you know, it messes you up and you die.
RNG.
Yeah.
I mean, we've
tossed around.
You know.
We've tossed around like some sort of like side game mode, something like that. Where it's like totally optional, but like you could get exclusive stuff from it. Yeah, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah. I went like different styled business suits.
There is a lot of customizability. I saw a lot in the trailer.
Yeah, there's tons of different different hamsters you can get, and even the main boss hamster, you can give him custom suits.
Awesome.
So
speaking of customized, hey, Steven, have you gotten your shirt yet?
Oh, I haven't gotten the shirt yet.
No, you should be getting a few days. I don't know if you've checked it.
I was hoping it would arrive.
He won one of the shirts for the podcast.
You want a VR Jungle podcast shirt?
Yeah.
I got one coming in the mail.
Damn, I wish it came like already. Dang, so you'd be wearing it. You'd be ready.
I know, right? Come on, you gotta drip on that VR Jungle.
I mean, it would have worked out, but you know, you didn't ship it soon enough.
This
is not me.
I can't ship it. That's not me. That's the T-shirt company.
Steven, you should have won faster.
Yeah, gosh, man.
Just kidding.
But thank you for the shirt. I'm looking forward to
wearing it. I want a picture of
that.
It's gonna go on our socials.
He said he's gonna get it to me.
Yeah,
He's gonna be repping.
My goal eventually is that I'm just gonna start buying whoever has merchandise. I'm just gonna buying all this game merchandise and just be wearing random shit all the time on stream.
Dude, that's how it works.
Yeah,
you know?
Like Free I have adverts. Like I have like three Golf Plus shirts on like in the mail, ready to come like now.
Is that a Golf Plus hat or is it just a regular hat? This is golf.
Oh, I didn't even know what it said. I just grabbed a hat on today.
That's a tailor-made hat.
Yeah, I got this one yesterday. It was half off at my golf course. It was finally 50 degrees in Illinois, and I'm like, I'm golfing.
Dude, actually, it was really nice. I loved the 50 degrees. However, it's going to get cold again. Yeah. I'm going to hate life.
Yeah, the groundhog saw its shadow, if you didn't know.
Thanks, groundhog. Why couldn't you have been a hamster?
Yeah.
Well, if it gets too cold, you can always, you know, purchase To Be Continued and enjoy it in your home.
There you go. Yes.
Or in the airport or
But anywhere your VR headset takes you.
Yeah, I think it's one of the best Quest experiences. Hold up.
The real question. Can you be on the toilet and play the game? Because I know you don't have too much like maneuverability, but you could just your hands. So you could technically sit on the toilet and play this game, right?
You totally could. Yep.
You got poop games.
Easy.
You just advanced the VR market by eons. You have poop games.
It's a new market sector. How do we advertise to this group of people?
Yes.
We promise you will not have a shitty time.
Yes, continue with the puns.
Yes. Okay, anyway, Steven, what were you gonna say?
No, but it's a great game for the Quest. Like it when you want to talk about experiences that aren't like kind of hastily ported onto the Quest, this is one of the it's a good game if you're sitting down. We talk about accessibility if you're gonna sit on the toilet. But we're like in the process of creating content, right? You know, starting to get this like meat marketing. And this is absolutely not related to sitting on the toilet, but we had our coworker playing the game, and in terms of accessibility, they've never played VR. You know, he's an older gentleman. He's never played VR. And he was apprehensive about playing VR. He was like, I'm not going to get these concepts. I'm not going to learn them. And, you know, I was like, it's pretty intuitive, you know, and we put him in VR, and within 15 minutes, he had the concepts down and he was playing the game and solving the puzzles. So, you know, you want to talk about games that are accessible, you know, whether physically, but, you know, this is a game that anyone can pick up and play.
I think that has a lot to do with, you know, the style of game you created. Like, it can be set, you can, however parameters you want, and it's perfect. You know, like, you guys built the game around, you know, having, you know, a basic understanding is all you need. And once you learn that understanding, you just jump off of it, you know? And so I think that'll help with your guys' sales a lot. In my head, right? Mm-hmm. I think it'll do great because it you know, fun for all ages, you know. Some people love being challenged by puzzles well into their 50s, 60s, whatever it is. So who knows? Maybe you got some older generation, you know, playing some VR hamster games.
Yeah.
And it's definitely something that we need for VR, you know, because games like this helps people get their VR legs. And that's the biggest thing, is that some people are just like, why are puzzles... like, where's their place in any type of gaming? It's just like, well, if you think of someone's first experience, and like my least favorite thing to see is people getting on this stupid plank and their grandma goes flying into a TV. Yes. Like, I talk about this all the time, and it's like, that's their first experience.
It's his favorite go-to.
Yeah, it's my biggest thing to go to is that thing, talking about that, because it's like, I have so many people who are like, why was, like, for instance, the PlayStation, the PSVR 2, you know, they were expecting 2 million sales. And now, like, VR is in crisis because, God damn it, they had to go down 500,000 sales. But it's just like, people are like, why aren't people picking up on this? Why are companies lessening their market of people working in the VR industry? It's because people literally stain the name of VR when they do these dumb things. And it's just like, thankfully there's games like yours that, you know, hey, if you don't want to be picking up and going straight into the battlegrounds of like Onward or some crazy shit like that, sit down, come into this beautiful world and guide this hamster, you know, and that's the good thing about it. And stop putting your grandma on a plank.
Yeah, for real. That's just dangerous. But no, we were trying to be pretty intentional with like keeping it approachable, we through some trial and error, we quickly learned that we had to make it as easy to play as we can. Like, people just like, at one point we had the game using more locomotion, like more physically walking around a little bit. And we just like, people just didn't like it that much because people just like, they wanted to play in bed or they wanted to play just sitting on the couch.
And
so we like changed it and completely shifted our locomotion system to one that's just like super friendly and approachable, just in hopes that like anyone can pick it up.
Very well accomplished.
So you can pretty much play in your own play space.
Yeah, you can it's you can play completely stationary. It'll fix the height for you. It'll like, yeah, do all the things you need to. So,
It's all stick
so for
locomotion.
little
It's all
for
stick.
you know just for little kids, right? If they hop in the VR headset, it automatically corrects them too, because sometimes I know some games that it'll mess with the height.
Yeah, we have a setting that will just like you can set it and it'll reset and fix your height, just at the perfect height we kind of designed
That's awesome.
stuff around. Or you're fine to just use your own height too if you
Yeah,
want to stand
because
or sit or.
not a lot of games do that, which is very awesome that you guys did. Because now you could have maybe, I don't know, 3, 4-year-olds playing your game too. Like, fun for the
Yeah,
whole
you never
family, like I
know.
said.
Well, the Quest 2 is 13 years and up, but I mean,
Yeah. So they say.
yeah,
That's not what you hear on Gorilla Tag though.
yeah, no kids. The
That's
stream
true. I've seen streamer kids playing Gorilla Tag.
Yeah.
Don't even get me started with Gorilla Tag. I'm so over it.
You're over Gorilla
I'm
Tag?
over Gorilla
Sore
Tag.
spot. Oh
Dude,
no.
I'm sorry to say this, but it's probably going to be the biggest gross money maker of 2023. I'm going to say that right now. They are literally
You're
going
just
to,
mad it did better than Golf Plus.
dude, they're going to get, they, I don't, they just like, so many developers, especially when they were talking about like, people leaving, like, we talk about Echo, that is going to be ending their servers in 6 months. Like, half their developing team went to Gorilla Tag.
What? No kidding. Really?
So like some of the
What are they
ones that
gonna
are
do? It's
originally,
literally
so
just
they've
making
been there
maps.
forever. I think one of the original Echo people that like was one of the big Echo, like, I don't know if he was a competitor or helped with the development, but he is now like one, I guess he was one of the creators of Gorilla Tag.
Oh yeah, so Lemming, I used to play with Lemming. Lemming was the ESL world champion for season one and two. And then he retired when ESL left and we went into like our like no league funk and he just started developing a game and it was, heavily influenced by the locomotion and Echo Arena. And then that evolved into Gorilla Tag.
Right, let's go back to your
That's
game.
crazy.
I see your price point for starts $15. That's actually really decent for, 40 games plus all the, T2 themed floors, customability, which I'm guessing you're probably going to be unlocking in the game, like through levels. And then like, you got a lot in here, and the fact that you said you're gonna do more, like, well, from what I've seen, you're gonna do more and update more. That's really good. Like, that is a very good price point for a game of this size.
Thanks. Yeah, we kind of had a couple prices in our that we were thinking through, but definitely like we put it out. It's kind of like early access, basically. So we didn't want to like feel like we're overcharging, because there's like, I mean, we're gonna be basically doubling the amount of content as our hope. So like, we wanted to make it worth it for people buying it now, and worth it for people to come back to, and also buy it when we finish the main story of it and the
Are you gonna
main
do like
content
a
we want to get to.
Forge, like a Halo Forge, or like a Super Mario level maker? Are you gonna do it so people can do that, like?
A sandbox.
I think we like the idea. We also see the idea. It's like a ton of work. So it would probably be like a like after we finish like the main game we're trying to make. I mean, we totally see the value in it. Yeah. So it's definitely an idea we have, and it's like,
I think a lot of
if it
companies do, because it's not a bad thing, but it does give you a little bit of work,
How
Yeah,
much?
I mean it kind of like just blows open how many levels you have and how much content your
Yeah.
game can entertain people with and stuff, so
So the demo that people can get now, how much does that unlock?
the demo covers most of the tutorial levels and it gives you a sneak peek of some of so each floor of this building Tube Industries introduces they each have different mechanics going on with like the tube puzzles you're doing. So we wanted to give people who play the demo a little sneak peek of the second floor, which they wouldn't normally unlock just by doing first five levels is what the demo is mostly. But we give them an initial two. And then I guess for anyone listening, there is a secret third level you can actually unlock if you just find a well-placed button kind of in the like lobby floor.
Okay.
So yeah, that's kind of, we wanted to design it with
Yeah.
A bit of a, some secrets, some just like taste of like what more the game offers. And also it also gives you a good hands-on grip of kind of what's going on with the story. So I think it's a pretty good snippet of what the game is. That's if you awesome. Play the demo.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm definitely going to be getting it and streaming the whole entire time of me trying to figure these puzzles out. So get ready for that. I will tell you when awesome, I make this. Dude. I'm going to live stream. How many hours is it going to take me?
These are good puzzles. There's a lot
how
of
good
content.
Are you at puzzles?
These are good puzzles. I get stuck.
I told you at the beginning of this
podcast. He's literally going to throw his controllers over some hamster game. He's literally going to throw some controllers for a hamster game.
I'd probably be better off with the hamster guiding me through a tube.
Boss, help me out here.
It'll be a few hours.
Dude, you're talking to a person that got so mad at my last VR puzzle game, I almost threw my VR headset across the freaking room.
No kidding.
Dude.
Wow. Stop.
We've got good puzzles.
Yeah.
We've got the best puzzles.
So you will. So I'm going to tell you right now, I will do this stream. I will promise you I will do it this week. I will get your full game, and I will play it as long as I last, and it's not going to be for anyone below the age of 18. I promise you that.
Dude, well, I'll be
there. He's going to break something. He's going to break something.
Be censored.
Yeah. I'm stealing that. That is going to be my stream name.
If Steven does take it first, too.
So with the when they're playing the what is it called that we were just talking about? Help me out, guys. He's just staring at me.
Oh, sorry. I was reading one of the...
What were we just talking about? The demo? Thank you. I think
the demo. The one secret. The one secret button somewhere.
If you have the demo, can you, when you buy the game, pick up where you left off? Or do you have to restart?
So unfortunately, you do have to restart. Though it should be a quick catch-up. Like,
yeah, because you'll know what you're
If you kind of... You can... skip through dialogue pretty quickly. Like if you don't want to sit down and listen to a hamster for like a minute or two, you can just basically skip it. But so if you've seen it, you'll know what you're getting. So it should be, even though we don't have the cross save, it's a quick catch up. And
or you could be like me and then skip almost every tutorial ever and jump straight into the game most of the time.
There you go.
That's what I did. I just pressed A.
Honestly,
skipped all the
give me all the tutorials. Yeah. I appreciate
that's me. That's me. You know, I skip things and I'm like, how the f- do I do this? What? So I'll forget a mechanic, and then it's like I gotta go back and search on YouTube.
There are a lot of mechanics. There are a lot of mechanics in the game, and that's what makes it so engaging. So you're definitely gonna need those tutorials.
What's your favorite mechanic here? What's your favorite mechanic? Give us a little sneak peek.
Right now, there's a remote that slides certain puzzle pieces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that in the tutorial,
and that feels like really good. I mean, handling the puzzle pieces feels really good because the haptics are like on point. So, like engaging with the puzzles, interacting with them, you get a nice like haptic feedback response on a lot of everything that like really corresponds. It just makes everything feel great. So, I don't know. I forgot what you asked me to begin with.
What's your favorite mechanic?
Oh yeah, the sliding
remote
thing.
Okay.
Yeah, everything feels good in the game. Like everything.
I'd be
just
tempted
feels
to
fun.
Call it a gravity remote because like you're messing with it.
I don't. What is it there is an official remote. Name?
Is there an official name?
I think it's the slide remote.
Okay.
Because
you're just of course it's called the slide remote. You slide.
Come on, name it the gravity remote. No,
remote that slides.
Okay, on the back of the remote it should say cuss name this. My first Easter egg.
We just released the inventory update. So another mechanic we added, which Well, it's an element, but not really a mechanic that directly plays into the puzzle play. Is we have a like a floating puzzle receptacle? Is that
Yeah, it's just like, so we had a problem before this inventory update where, you're doing this tube puzzle. As you play and as you do other puzzles, you get a bunch of tubes for the board to get your hamster to new places. But the problem was, over time, you just maybe had like five tubes that you had to juggle, like put them somewhere, like you're dropping them and you're like, dang it, there it goes again. And like, so we created this new tube inventory device, which is just like these two floating handles, and in between them, they like have spots for all the tubes you get as you get them, and it also like picks things up from off the floor for you. You can like
Oh, that's
regather all
good.
of your tubes so you can like look at it something completely fresh, and it just totally raised the quality of life like big
Yeah.
time, which yeah, we hope it's a really good addition. And we're also like looking out for other things in the game that we can like do a lot better, like improve a
Yeah.
lot with things like that. So
So, is this a continuous flow story? Is there hazards that I'll have to worry about? And then, is there like timers?
let's see. It is continuous, as in like, you're following a storyline through. There's no timers. We kind of designed it.
I'm
We kind
glad.
of
I
wanted the
hate
challenge to
timers.
be.
I hate timers.
Oh, well, this is the game
I'm
for
a
you then.
gorilla. I'm a gorilla. Oh! Until I figure it
Yeah.
out. Or unless
We
I
wanted the.
throw it like Geralt.
Yeah, we wanted the puzzles to be like the challenging part, not necessarily a timer. So we have it set like you can play it pretty casually or play it at your own pace. It almost pairs nicely with sort of the easy to approach stuff we were talking about
Yes,
earlier.
absolutely great. Yep.
So yeah, it's definitely, I mean, if you're stumped, you can just sit there and think until you
Ask
figure it
me to
out
take
or
apart a rifle, it'll take me seconds. Ask me to do a little game with hamsters and tubes, man, I'm gone.
That'd be a good addition to add, though, is a time thing for people that want to speed run.
Yeah, well, I had an idea for speed running. We're gonna do real speed running. So I have this idea that sometime in the future, we're either gonna use a warehouse, so we're like connected to this warehouse, or we might use a parking lot, and I'm going to draw a circle for the elevator, because the elevator is the only static object in all of the world. And I'm gonna disable the guardian system, and I'm gonna speed run the game.
Literally run, which you
That'd
can
be
do.
cool. That'd be cool.
And maybe we'll get a drone. I don't know. That might be a little too much,
Geralt looks
but
unimpressed.
we'll get a camera,
Challenge
and
accepted.
it'll just be rerunning through a park, like running through a
Snaps.
parking lot
I
or a
would die.
warehouse.
I would die if you just
Where we
clobbered
meeting
your
at?
wife.
Where we meeting at? I will race you.
Oh, that sounds hilarious.
Oh man.
If you wanna go up to Virginia, we're in the mountains of Virginia.
That
sounds
I'm
one
a skip and a hop
tiring.
away.
Two, I like the oxygen where I'm at.
I like oxygen.
Yeah, that high elevation stuff is not for me.
It's not that bad. I'm telling you, as somebody who's lived at high elevation and low elevation,
And I will
it's
annoy
nothing.
you on repeat singing the song West Virginia, so you have to deal with that
They're
too.
from Virginia.
We're in Virginia,
Virginia,
but
not
it's Western
West
Virginia.
Virginia. No, it doesn't count.
No,
Stop
don't give
it.
him any
No,
ideas.
no.
Wait,
Doesn't
all of the things
count.
they say in
I'm
the
from West
song, though, are
Virginia.
Western Virginia.
Yeah,
You
it's Western
guys.
Virginia. What'd I say?
No, no, no,
We'll invite Cuss,
it
and he'll come
is.
out
It
and
is. It
he'll
is
speed
our
run.
song. No, our song now. We are like pirates. That is our song now. Doesn't matter. It
Wait, isn't
wasn't made for.
Virginia?
No,
There's
what?
yes. They're two different states. You know.
Yeah, they actually, it was 1863, I think, they broke apart.
The TV
They joined
show.
the North, and we like,
Oh my
we can
God.
get a history lesson. No, but we're right next to the Shenandoah National Park.
Oh,
So like
okay. I know right where you are.
we're in a beautiful spot. It's picturesque. So like whenever I do this the speed run, we do in the parking lot, we'll get the mountains in the background as like I tumble and fall on the pavement and like scrape my knees up.
You'll have to attach like what is it, foam or something on the front. That way if you do fall, protect it.
I gotta see how far this is from where I'm at.
It's gonna be like a 12-hour trip for you.
12 hours?
Maybe.
Dude, that
depends. Depending on where you are, it'll be 3 hours for me. 2 or 3.
Why can't we meet some central location? Let's go all the way to Virginia.
We can plan for this in the next few months. I'll let you know.
Geralt's ready for this. He's almost as excited as professional golf.
Dude, was. I am a professional golfer.
See, look at him. He's so excited.
Dude, I can't even find Virginia on a map. Oh my god.
Okay. Go East Coast.
God. And then just,
you'll see it was the first Maryland colony. And Virginia.
It was the colony.
It's up by New York, I thought.
No. Have you taken geography?
Yeah, and I got 100% on this freaking map. That was also 15 years ago.
Doesn't matter. Your basic geography. Come on now.
It's halfway between Florida and Maine.
It's central East Coast.
Florida. Oh, Virginia. There you are. Jeez. Right next to North Carolina. I'll go to Virginia.
See? Ain't bad, right?
Yeah. That ain't bad. Virginia.
I'm crying.
And we've got, if you want to bring the family, we're situated right next to these caverns. It's actually like it's pretty cool. Mark's like, it's not cool. I'm like, yeah, it's really cool. I like geology. It's really cool.
It's a 13-hour drive for me.
Canada, he doesn't know Canada time because he isn't from Canada, you know? I'm just kidding. Canada has 3 different time zones just like the US.
I think Canada has like 5.
Dude, well, I thought Canada was central.
Canada extends east to west.
I didn't know it was that far east west.
However, I knew they had the three east, central, and west.
I know they got Nova Scotia like all the way east in some other time zone.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Dang. But at least I knew a little. Dude, we're breaking his brain.
Oh no.
Dude, I thought there was some point, there's part of Canada was central time zone.
There is.
Yeah, crazy. Sorry that where he for freaking Ruck Up lives and where his freaking Deckles are at isn't central. Get me all
fun fact.
I think only the French Canadians say like decal like that.
Yeah. Dude, that's the French Canadian.
You have to go watch the beginning of the podcast where he's Deckles. There and he kept on saying Deckles.
Yeah, me and him were confused.
I'm like, so confused. I didn't want to be rude because I had no clue what the frick he was saying. I'm just like,
what is a Deckle?
What is he talking about? And all of a sudden he stops because he knows that. We're just trying to be as nice as possible. And he just goes, as Americans would say, decals. And I'm just like, you could have just said that. Like, you knew the word. You knew how to pronounce it.
Yeah. I mean, why did you say stickers at that point?
Man, it is a sticker. Is it a high quality sticker at that point?
I think decals are like high quality stickers. I think maybe they go
that's
glass.
That's the separation. Maybe, I don't know.
Or no, I think decals specifically go on glass surfaces.
No, I put decals on everything. So
I don't know the ones. So I won 2 of them. I entered in his last competition and I won. And I won 2 of them for my Oculus, so I got to change up my Oculus image on the front of it.
You just gonna slap the new sticker on top of the old sticker?
Well, the old sticker is a Havoc sticker, so sadly I got to take
it's
that
off. It's replaceable. You know.
I mean, I had like 500 of those stupid stickers. And I was like, yeah, it's a good idea to buy 500 stickers. And I'm just like, what the am I doing with 500 stickers?
You gotta go out and give out more stickers.
Just go to random events. Hey, have a sticker.
That's what you got to do. You got to give the people stickers.
Added like a little note to it too. So attach the note to a sticker and then like have like the Discord and you go. It's two birds with one stone. You're getting rid of the stickers and you're advertising.
Yeah, I have a pretty cool VR jungle one that's like holographic and it's shiny. I like that one.
I don't like those. They feel weird.
And then
they bother me. Don't you laugh at me. You know what I'm talking about. When you touch them, they feel weird.
I don't like the texture. Get the stickers out of here.
I can't do it either.
See? Okay, I got another one. Okay, as long as it's not just me.
Yeah, like the little lines. Oh, I can't do it.
Put them on stop signs. You know, Ruckup, that was the best thing you've said all night.
Yeah, I mean, hey, you might get in trouble for that one, though. I'm just saying.
Dude, where I'm from, we steal stop signs.
I mean, you think it's any different in West Virginia? What are stop signs?
Dude,
half the time, they're gone.
As the way that my brain's been working today, that's like our 51st date, I guess, you know?
Well, talk about stickers. I got to get some stickers going. Hopefully we can design some merch.
Oh, Boss Hamster stickers.
Stickers.
Yes.
Get some shirts.
Yes. Wait. Does your mouse, not mouse, hamster, right? Hamster.
Hamster.
Does it have a name?
Oh, the boss.
The boss.
Yes,
I
the
thought,
boss.
Wait, I thought you have a boss telling you what to do, and then you're guiding a hamster.
Oh.
Oh. Does that hamster have a name? Oh.
No.
No.
We should
I name him?
No. We're going
to
come up with
open to suggestions.
We're all going to come up with a name. Hold on. All right.
I want them to go first and then Cuss and I. So you guys come up with a name. Okay. I already got one. So you guys go.
Wait, I got to come up with a name?
Yeah, right now.
Yeah, if
you don't want, I'll say mine
now. This is the last thing we'll do on the podcast.
Yeah.
Tanya. My hamster's name is Tanya.
Okay. Okay. All right. Next name.
What you got?
Oh, man.
Come on, Mike.
Half of a lot of development, all we did was throw around hamster pun names like Hamilton.
Yes. I was
like
literally going to say that.
Oh, for real? Yeah. I can't get those out of my head.
Hamilton. That's my go.
You ready?
Go ahead.
Mr. Jiggleworth.
Jigglesworth? Why Mr. Jiggleworth?
Because he's going around puzzles. He's jiggling around puzzles.
I like that.
I like that one, too.
Yeah. Don't forget that one.
Put it down.
Yes, yeah, so I can't believe you forgot to name the main one.
Or even better, you could have a mechanic where you name your hamster.
We kind of want to do something like that.
Yeah, I want to do that.
Because you get bunch
if
of
you
different
could do,
skins.
You could do multiplayer. If you do multiplayer, you could have your name for your little hamster as they run around the tubes. It's like a time trial.
Oh, yeah.
You versus other people.
And then you give them little swords and they fight to the death.
No, maybe not that one.
Dang, PvP introduced. Casual puzzle game now has PvP.
All of a sudden, Michael Vick puts his headset on. Game on.
Oh, God.
All right, dang. So we are 3 minutes until 9 o'clock. Time flies. Man, these hours just go by like that. Sometimes, like especially when it's just cussing,
more
I'm
puns
like, there's
needed.
No way we're getting an hour in. And then we're just like, dude, it's already an hour. We got to get off. So is there anything that you all would want to kind of lastly speak of on this podcast? Obviously, people that are still here watching, thanks for coming and watching.
Yes.
All of their links are in the description, even the link that you can click now that will take you to the Oculus to play the demo for free. And then obviously, dude, to spend $15 and buy the game, it's worth it, and it's a beautiful game. But is there anything else you all want to say?
Mark?
I think you basically hit it, but yeah, it's try the demo today. You know, it's just free, easy, and up there. It's on App Lab, and yeah, just we're always like working on updates and things like that. So
PC VR
coming months,
soon.
More content will be coming. So
PC more VR content soon. Will be coming. Steve,
PC VR, hopefully soon.
Yes.
Yeah, that's also on the list.
I will get it when PC VR.
So PC
up.
VR, what PlayStation VR, Pico.
We could talk about that another episode in the future.
Yes.
Okay.
Quest two
for
right
another
now.
Episode.
Just Quest 2 right now. I'm glad that we did
Quest
this
two
at the very end of this. But the one thing that I have been doing, because you know I steal ideas,
boy.
I'm not going to say who I stole it from. You already know what it is. I'm just going to go and thank all the people that have been here. So more people want to come. To get a free little shout out. So, you know, we had Hunter, Ruckup.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Joey, Cuss, you're in there as well. Could you chat away? Nathan, I think I already said Ruckup. Sputnik was in there.
Yeah, Sputnik was in there. He's sneaking around.
Joey, and then it looked like Joey was in there, and then Hunter, and then Ruckup again. But everyone, thanks for coming and chatting. That helps out a lot. Don't forget to subscribe. And I'm not joking. You all be ready. And I'm stealing that. The crap I heard from. I'm gonna have to message and get that from you. to be censored, right?
Yes. To be censored. Name.
All right. Go. It's gonna be this weekend.
Send it to yourself or like type it in a chat. That way you have it.
Oh, I think I'm gonna type it down. I'm gonna have to come to him. I had a lovely thumbnail, and then Sputnik sent me one to me. I'm just like, that's way better.
That's why
I'm using that one. That's way better. So I might send him a thumbnail and be like, make it rated R.
I don't know how that'll happen, but no.
Yeah, I'll help.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. It'll be definitely this weekend. We've just been practicing our little toes off and breachers and stuff like that. So, you know how the competitive world works. It's just been nonstop shooting brains out constantly. But other than that, we will have you all on again. If you have a new game coming out and new updates, if you guys, for any reason, you know, even I told Sputnik, I go, you guys are all welcome for anything you want. You come to me, we'll have it and we'll talk about it and we'll, put it out into the world.
I am my daughter's to be.
Well, thanks.
I couldn't say it.
I like that.
So, other than that, Cus, you have anything last you want to say?
Nope. Hey, everybody, thanks for watching.
Yeah, thanks for watching.
Great stream.
I would say who is going to be next week, but I already forgot. I'm literally just in a ball of losing crap. So
stop.
We do have a guest next week, and I have to remember who it is. But you don't get that now. You'll be seeing it within it. But same time as always, next week, Monday, 9 p.m. East. I will see you all there unless I get crazy and do some weird Saturday one like I have before. But other than that, see you on Monday, 9 p.m. Freaking Mike. No, you're not Mike.
Mike and Steven.
Mark. Mike and Steven. Mark. You lied to me. Mark, Steven.
I called him Mike.
Gosh.
That's my bad.
And it was a new Mike.
Love you, Mark.
Mark, Steven, Cus. Wave at the camera.
I like how you just went with it too.
Ending scream.
Oh yeah.
Say bye.
Oh, that was my favorite.